the railroad, and her father came out and they helped build the railroad. Let's see. Oh, I did want to ask you about squash and melons. Whether you grew those in different kinds.
Yes, two or three different kinds of squashes and different kinds of watermelons and cantaloupes, mm-hmm. muskmelons.
Mm-hmm. How did you drink coffee? Do you remember anything about how did you buy it and prepare it? How did you drink it?
First I remember they bought the coffee beans and ground it in an old coffee mill. And she still got one of those.
Is that right?
Received one?
Is that right? I'd like to.
Well, I'll bring it.
Just a minute, she can get it. I said, just a minute, she can get it.
Did you, when you drank the coffee, did you put anything in it?
I never did drink it myself. I never did like it. But most of them wanted some cream in their coffee. And I never could stand it either way.
When people didn't put anything in it, either cream or sugar, what did they call it?
Just black coffee.
Black coffee. You ever hear anyone say that they drank it barefoot?
Yes, I've heard that expression.
Right? Yes. And that meant?
Just straight.
Just straight. Somebody said that people even would call, would say they'd have their whiskey barefoot.
Without any water or chaser.
Uh-huh. And incidentally, what was homemade whiskey called?
White Lightning or Pine Top or?
Pine Top?
Yeah.
That's me. I've heard practically, I thought I heard everything, but I never heard Pine Top. I've heard Bust Head and.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of dirty.
I see.
Put your coffee in there and then you get it ground.
Mm-hmm. See there. You could exercise
it. You're going it backwards.
I see. You have to hold on and go around. Uh-huh. I see. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be earning a cup of coffee.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I woke up a many a morning hearing one of them things going.
Right away. It's
time to get up then.
No wonder you didn't learn to like it. So, I also intend to ask you about different berries that you have and whether you grow them or find them in the woods, and also about nuts.
Well, the blackberries grow wild, and we did have them planted too. In fact, after I was grown, my dad had at least 25 acres of blackberries for the market.
What were you doing with them?
They had a cannery here at Vicks in Camden. And then have shipped some to Kansas City and put them on the express car and they'd be in Kansas City the next morning on the market.
I see. Did you ever grow many strawberries here?
Several. Not so much when I was just a small boy, but they did have a lot there around Wicks. Great big acreage of strawberries. They'd ship them out, ice them down in the refrigerator cars.
And how about raspberries? Or?
A few, not a great lot for the market. But we had a few there just to eat on.